Here's your garden tip for Friday, the 26th of June. Even though July is around the corner, like in the next few days, we want to give you this good tip. It might help you out big time in garden maintenance, along taking care of your pest control and everything else. So let's get this thing started. You ready? I know you have to be ready. I'm ready to get out of here. Check this out. Water thoroughly once or twice a week rather than a little or often. This encourages the plants to put down some roots in search of water rather than coming up to the surface. Remember though that containers and hanging baskets need watering every day and sometimes even twice a day if it's hot and windy. For recently, the planet large shrubs and trees leave a hose trickling around the base for an hour. The same goes for established plants in a very dry period. Pay particular attention to Camellias, Rhodanthus, Azaleas, and Hydrangeas, which will absorb next season's flowers if they get too dry. Mulch around the roots when moist to help avoid this. Recently, the plant hinges are the best watered with the trickled hose. A length of an old hose punctured with a little hose left running for an hour or so. Ensure the trees and shrubs are planted in the last couple of years on lawns or areas of rough grass to and have a circle of clear earth around them. This must be kept clear of grass to prevent additional moisture getting through. Mulching with bark or compost will help. Water is a very precious commodity. Investigate some good practices such as using kitchen or bath water, as long as it's neither too dirty, greasy, or detergent for watering. Collect rainwater, of course. I used to do that all the time. It helped big time. Avoid using tap water for lime-hating plants such as Camellias, Rhodanthus, and Azaleas. They will not thank you for it. They'll probably... Yeah. The key of successful planting, whether it's a shrub or tree, perennial or bedding plant, is to water in a well. Soak the root ball in a bucket until no air bubbles come to the surface. Dig a planting hole, fill it with water, and allow it to drain away. Place the plant in a hole filled with soil, firm gently, and a water well with a watering can. This will give you a plant a very huge advantage over one plant with a dry root ball and a dry hole in the water only in this surface. Hole beds and borders to get rid of the annual weeds like bitter, crisp, and chickweed if it's dry attack. I mean, it's just getting into it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you need to just build up, you know, a good area where you can just plant good plants. I'm not just going to read all this for y'all. It's just a lot of information. I mean, we use like manure for our plants, like rabbit manure. Rabbit manure is good, good for your plants, good for your vegetable garden. Use that. It's going to help you. Even though it's going to smell pretty bad, you can still use it as fertilizer. Trust me. Pests love warm weather, so you need to be on your guard at all times. Caterpillar and all kind of insects, even ants. You need to buy some insecticides and take care of it. Grinley and Blackfeet especially love the heat, and don't forget the beds and other sap-soaking insects that can transmit viruses, so you don't want to give in to the sympathy vote. Try to attract beneficial insects by growing a wide variety of plants ladybirds and their larvae are consumer bait and fed predators are as lacewings, even wasps. So get you some good stuff. Take care of your business. Your plants and vegetable garden's gonna love you. Alrighty, that's your garden tip for this week for Friday the 26th of June.